I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In this fast-paced world, how can two busy women generate enough content to fill their weekly podcast? The answer is simple. By dabbling in the dark arts. Each week, armed only with a Ouija board, a microphone, and a complete disregard for the safety of their own souls, Charlie and Zoe conduct a mind-bending seance, recording conversations from the beyond for your entertainment. We'll hear sensational snippets from distant dimensions, from strange and unexplored universes, and from the ghouls that haunt the most terrifying locations in the UK, within a 10-minute drive of Zoe's flat. This is Seance Cast.
Episode 5, The School.
Welcome to Seance Cast. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Zoe. This week, we've gone on a little road trip to do a seance at my high school on the Isle of Arran.
It must have been really idyllic to grow up in such a remote and beautiful place.
Spoken like someone who's never been the only teenage goth with an English accent on a Scottish island.
Oof, I love the thought of you. Struggling along the freezing beach, black parasol blown inside out by the wind.
I'm being serious. I was horribly bullied here. And there's only one explanation. The school must be cursed.
That's not the only explanation, though, is it? It sounds like you were a really punchable oddball.
No. The school's definitely cursed. That's why it's perfect for a seance.
Look, it's fine. I had a rough time at school too. You know, I once had to do a dance recital, and I was forced to do a solo, even though I didn't want to, and everyone was staring and staring at me, and then I absolutely nailed it, and everyone gave me a standing ovation. It was mortifying.
Sorry, which bit was the bullying? When you were the best dancer in your class, or when you earned the respect and adoration of your peers?
No, Zoe. I refuse to let tonight be about me. You've clearly got a lot of issues to work through.
Well, I wouldn't say a lot.
Loads of issues. The low self-esteem, the fixation with swimming pool etiquette, that thing where you start grinding your teeth every time someone talks about your feelings.
That's not true.
The list goes on. So, while we're at the location of your teenage trauma, why don't we use this seance as an opportunity to exorcise some of your personal demons too?
A seance and an exorcism? Well, cast me a salt circle and we've got ourselves a girls' night.
Not an exorcism. A little bit of talking therapy.
No thanks. I'd really rather just meddle with the dark arts. Let's get this Ouija board set up. For the benefit of any new listeners, the Ouija board doesn't just pick up messages from the dead. We'll also hear from other universes, futuristic pasts, and alternate dimensions.
Every time something comes through, we'll hear this sound.
Please don't touch my backpack! Sorry, automatic response. When did you change the ringtone?
I found an app on my phone. Come on, let's do the incantation.
Sci-fi demons, spooky ghouls, we summon you here to this school. If you come swiftly to this place, we'll buy you a brand new pencil case.
That's my stapler! Sorry.
Mum? Dad? I need to tell you something.
Yes, son?
What is it, love?
It's sort of hard for me to say, but I've been wanting to tell you this for a long time now. Mum? Dad? I'm trans. Also, I'm a vampire as well.
Trans?
Good grief.
You've got to be bleeding joking. You want to be a woman, is that it?
It's true. Although, did you hear the bit about me being a vampire too? I've been bitten by an undead prince of the night.
I don't understand. What does this mean? Are you going to be taking hormones? Changing your body?
The changes have already begun, Mum. My teeth are sharper, my skin's paler, and I've got an insatiable hunger for the blood of a virgin.
I can't believe this, Daniel.
Actually, Dad, Daniel is my dead name. And technically, Daniel is dead now, so I'd appreciate it if you could call me by my new undead name. Countess Alvira Darkwing.
No, I won't have it. You parading around in women's clothes?
What will the neighbours say if you start wearing makeup?
I thought you'd be more upset about the vampire thing, to be honest.
Trance. Trance, he says. Over my dead body.
Well, now that you mention it...
Good evening, sir. I am Count von Spookyfangs. I mean you no harm. I just wish to inspect your neck.
What are you up to? No, get off. Get off me, you creep.
Mum and Dad, meet my new boyfriend, Count von Spookyfangs. He's 10,000 years old, he's killed hundreds of people, and he lives in a castle in Transylvania.
So you mean you're dating a property owner? In this economy... It's very impressive.
You know, I'm starting to think you don't listen to me.
The fact the seance is working must mean the school is cursed, right?
Zoe, it doesn't mean anything. We once did a seance in a bin.
That bin was definitely cursed. Only the devil would mix recycling with general refuse.
Why are you so obsessed with everything being cursed? Have you ever thought that maybe when you were a teenager, you were just this big loser nerd who was creepy to be around?
But now?
What?
I thought you were going to say how things had changed.
Oh, look, another one's coming through.
Mr. and Mrs. Greaves, thank you for coming in. As you know, here at St. Malicious College, we pride ourselves on transforming mediocre children into highly successful adults. Unfortunately, we're very concerned about your son's progress.
But we've given David every opportunity in life. What could possibly be wrong?
I'm afraid your son is simply too happy to succeed.
I don't follow.
Talented adults have one thing in common: deeply troubled childhoods. If, for any reason, a child is not completely harrowed in their early years, by the time they hit their 20s, you could have a yoga teacher or even an IT consultant on your hands.
Oh, I'm going to be sick.
All is not lost. We offer a unique program for young adults in David's position, an intensive course of barriers for him to overcome.
What kind of barriers? Like having to get a Saturday job?
Oh, my poor baby.
I know it's hard, but you must do what's right for your son. I wouldn't be the austere headmistress of a terrifying boarding school if I hadn't had my kneecap stolen by Satanists when I was 7. Also, my father was the previous headmaster, but that's beside the point.
So what does David have to do?
He can start with our weekly guilt development workshop. David and other underperforming children go on regular, unsupervised, and risky adventures until they accidentally kill a dog or a grandparent and have to work together to conceal it from the police.
And I suppose they'll each discover their own strengths and weaknesses along the way?
Exactly. Some boys excel in falsifying evidence, whereas others are more suited to blaming the rest. Leave either to Stew, and sure enough, you've got a famous novelist or even a future prime minister.
What about during the holidays? Won't we undo all of this good work by having a lovely time in Barbados?
Aha! Well, for that, I'd recommend an experimental excursion we're calling Wicked Aunt. We'll tell David that you've been taken hostage by terrorists, so he's going to have to stay with his estranged aunt for the summer. She's a total piece of work and leaves him with lifelong self-esteem issues, a.k.a. ka-ching!
Well, this all sounds rather fantastic. I tell you, they didn't have any of this when I was a boy. My parents had to neglect me almost entirely on their own. They must have been exhausted.
Oh, I wish it was like this when I was a little girl. My childhood was rather lovely. Perhaps that's why I've never written an award-winning novel.
No, that's because you're a woman. No course can fix that.
How are you feeling now? Any embarrassing memories coming up? I'd absolutely love to talk about them.
Everything about school was just so unfair. You do something once and that becomes the only thing that people care about. For example, I caught fleas while trying to save a dying crow one time, and suddenly I was the girl who caught fleas from a dying crow.
I don't know, that does seem like something you'd remember about a person.
Just because the whole school saw teenage goth me running around a field after a bloodied crow trying to catch it under a tea towel like a Benny Hill sequence directed by Tim Burton doesn't mean I was some kind of freak.
To be honest, I'd bully you for that. In fact, I might in the car home.
I can't believe I've never been round to yours before. We live so close to each other.
Well, we only properly settled in recently.
Yeah, when we started taking the food bin thing seriously.
The food bin thing?
Oh, right. Helen hasn't told you that. It's quite a cool story, actually.
Yeah, it started when neither of us were taking the food bin out.
I always made sure I had something in my hands when I was leaving the flat so I didn't have to take it down.
And I always took out the recycling instead.
Until we finally realised there must be a good reason why we were both avoiding taking out the food bin.
And if it came to us, the food bin wants to be with us in our flat.
The food bin belongs in our flat.
And we belong with the food bin.
So we started feeding the food bin.
Feeding it.
Here we are.
Welcome to our flat.
Oh my. It stinks. Why is a food bin in the middle of the room? Is it? Who is it?
The food bin spreads love.
Oh, I think those are mold spores.
Take a seat, Mark.
Oh, everything's covered in ants.
The food bin's life force is so strong, it attracts other energies towards it.
The food bin brought you here, Mark.
Oh, guys, you have to take it out.
That sounds like the sort of thing a non-believer would say.
You're not a refuse collector, are you, Mark?
This has gone too far. Okay, look, I'll take it out. Just give me some gloves.
Well, there is no out now, Mark.
It's feeding time, Mark.
Why are you looking at me like that?
The food bin is hungry, Mark.
Okay, no, I have to leave. I'll see you at Zumba.
Time to feed the food bin, Mark.
No, please. You have to take it out. It's just one of those things. Someone has to take the food bin out.
Sorry, Mark. We'd literally rather kill our friend than take the food bin out.
No.
Look, at the very least, would you admit that your Warhammer obsession did make you unlikable?
There's nothing wrong with Warhammer. Some girls like inviting tall men into their bedrooms. I like painting short men with tiny weapons in mine.
Never say that again. Look, if you're so sure that the school is cursed, let's just find out. If there are any spirits here that caused perfectly normal and otherwise likable teenage Zoe to be bullied, then please make yourself known to us now. See? Nothing. Hang on. What was that?
Whatever it is, it's getting closer.
Ugh, something sticky's coming out of the walls. Oh my God, is that blood?
Yes, I knew it. The school is cursed.
This is really bad. We have to get out of here. Grab the Ouija board.
I wasn't bullied for being a smug intellectual snob who lords it over everyone else. Take that, Charlie, you stupid idiot.
Zoe! Run!
Night, sweetie.
Night, Mum.
Hello, Debbie.
Who's there?
You remember that meme Ali sent you in maths? The picture of the girl with hollowed out eyes and needles for teeth. The one with the caption saying, share this or she will appear on your bedroom ceiling tonight.
Oh, no. I must have forgotten to share it.
Well, too bad. Because I'm here now, and I'm going to tear your face off.
What? No way! That is so scary.
Sorry, I might be wrong, but I'm getting a vibe here that you're not really scared.
No, I'm scared.
Oh, don't be polite, that's worse. I travelled all this way across time and space to dismember you and... Actually, this is freaking me out. Can I sit down? I'm going to sit down.
Look, I deliberately didn't share your meme because I wanted you to come over.
Oh, no. You don't have a death wish, do you? I'm evil, but I'm not a monster. If you actually want to die, I can give you the number for the Samaritans.
It's not that. I just wanted to have someone to hang out with. We can have a sleepover. Let's have a midnight feast.
It's 10 p.m. You have a child's bedtime, plus I'm a terrifying demon. Why don't you just invite a friend over from school?
Oh, they're so two-faced. Not literally, no offence. They call me Creepy Debbie.
Wait, you're Creepy Debbie? Eleanor Thompson summoned me at a sleepover last week and your name came up.
She had a sleepover without me. Again?
She said that you're not her friend, but you're in denial.
No, I'm not. What else did she say about me?
Look, I'm pretty busy and I'm not a school counsellor, so can I just hide in the cupboard, give you one big scare and get out of here?
I wouldn't open that cupboard.
Help me! What was that?
I came here when she said Bloody Mary into the mirror 3 times, and she never let me leave.
Bloody Mary's just joking around. We're best buddies.
She's a clingy creep. Get out before she makes you a mixtape.
I already put this one together for you, Needle Teeth. The first track is I Really Like You by Carly Rae Jepsen, and then all the other tracks are also that.
I tried to grab her ankle from under the bed once, and she made me watch Mean Girls with her 700 times.
Stop being such a plastic, Galgaroth.
I really have to go.
Debbie, what's all this noise? You should be asleep. You've got school tomorrow.
Run. I tried to possess her, and now she makes me pretend to be her mum.
Oh, great! You've scared off another one. And you know what that means? Fire up the DVD player. We're watching Mean Girls.
Wow. It is such a relief to find out the school is so cursed. This really changes everything for me.
Oh my God, that was horrible. I've never felt such a dark energy before. Not since I ordered an espresso martini in my local pub.
There is nothing this building can throw at me now that's worse than going to school here. Maybe I've grown up a bit, but while we were running from the blood tsunami, I had a minute to think.
Why do we always have to learn something?
It doesn't matter. If you are a freak or a geek, differences should be celebrated. Perhaps you like Warhammer or alphabetizing skulls, or you once kissed a crow.
Wait, you got the fleas from kissing it? You left that out.
The point is, maybe it doesn't actually matter if it was me or it was the school, because I've got friends now.
You've got a friend.
Oh, stop it. You're making me sick.
Salescast
was written and performed by Charlie Dinkin and Zoe Tamerlan, with additional material from Jen Ives and Emerald Paston. It was performed by Amy Gledhill, Toussaint Douglas, Alison Thea Scott, Kyle Smith-Bino, Amy Sutton and Jen Ives. The producer was Benjamin Sutton, and it is a Hattrick production. If you enjoyed the show, tell your friends about it, or birds will menace you. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at seance_cast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.